Oh, I don't know if it was done around here or not, but years ago in some places, women would set aside certain days for certain chores.
Mm-hmm.
Like on Mondays, they might do. Would they have anything in particular they would do on Mondays down here that you recall? Mm.
Yeah. Monday was wash day, really. After the weekend, because you, of course, like I said, we were Catholic, and you weren't. When I was growing up, you weren't allowed to do anything on Sundays. You just cooked. They cooked the big meal, and that was Monday. Was you just cleaned up from the weekend? And Monday was specifically more so the wash day. Of course, when you got a pile of kids, you were always washing. You know, a lot of them.
Was a day set aside, say, maybe for cooking, bake day, or that kind of thing?
Not particularly in our particular class of people, because we had different eating habits than most people do.
How so?
We didn't, the French people, and I don't know if it was from, never having that much, but we never ate dinner at night. We ate supper, and you know what supper consisted of? Would be cornbread and milk, or rice and milk, and this type of thing. And the main meal was the middle of the day, and Mama always every day baked yeast bread.
Since you mentioned it, how is yeast bread different from any other kind?
It's got a different taste, and it's got an, she's made loaf bread before, but yeast bread is just a big, I mean, she didn't form loaves or anything. She would put, it looked like a big patty, but it's delicious. It's entirely different. It's made on the same as a loaf, but it's got a more of a yeasty taste to it. And I let it rise, and she'd put small pieces in sort of like a big biscuit pan, and it would rise up to about that, and it was just a lump. It wasn't a loaf.
Right. Do you know of any other types of bread besides loaf bread and yeast bread? Any other types?
No, not of bread? That's all I ever grew up with. Yeah. That and fried biscuits.
Fried biscuits.
And squish gush.
And what?
Squish gush.
What's that?
It's sort of a cornmeal type thing. It's probably what most people call mush.
Yeah.
Now, but we call it squish gush. Now, don't ask me how to spell
okay.
it.
All right. Any other things made with flour other than bread that you
had? Other than, well, the biscuit, what Mama called them was a biscuit on top of the stove.
Yeah.
It was just you're asking me things about, probably other people are familiar with it, but I'm familiar with it in a different way.
Yeah, sure. Well, that's interesting to me, too.
Mm-hmm. What they call, I think this type of thing that Mama always called the biscuit on top of the stove was what a regular hoe cake.
Okay. Yeah.
But we never used it, the hoe cake thing, but she just never called it that.
Now, when you think of hoe cake, you think of, is it something about so big,
mm-mm.
Maybe?
This
pretty big.
It's, I make them now, my kids love them. All it is flour and water paste.
Yeah.
And you put enough grease in the pot, we always cook, I still cook with iron utensils, the same thing that my mother did. And you just pour it in there in the batter lines, and then you cook it very slow, and it makes a big biscuit,
yeah,
type of thing, and it's delicious. It's like a big pancake. And all it is, you can live, it's water and flour is all it is. No, nothing else in it.
Well, is there something I'm thinking of that you make with cornmeal in it? You mix up the batter,
yeah,
and you might pour them out three or four at a time, cook them.
Well,
like
griddle cakes, uh-huh.
That
griddle.
Would be griddle cakes.
Uh-huh.
It would have cornmeal.
Okay, and I've seen it with just flour, too.